living in this duplex. For the first time, I was alone. No dorm, no roommates, my own place. I was so happy. I had my own parking space.
Where I come from, they don't keep them in cages. They keep them in beans, you know, so you can reach in and touch them.
Huh. Hello.
You need some help?
No, thanks.
I'm from Spain.
Oh, really? Which part?
Galicia. I'm taking engineering at UFW. I like Seattle.
UW. That's what people call it here.
Finally, a local tells me some secrets.
Listen, you really don't have to stay. I think it's going to take some time.
Where else do I have to go? In 1 week, I have to go back to Spain. My visa runs out. UW.
From the Seattle Environmental Council. Okay, great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, that's right. There's another spill in Billy. Is that the pipe? We've got to get somebody on that.
Ruth, how long have I been saying that there are no guys?
Forever.
I met one. I met one when I was least expecting. You held out on me. He's an engineering student. He's from Spain. His visa runs out in 2 days. He's
like a comet. What do I do?
I wish you could stay.
If I ever stay my visa, I can't come back for 5 years.
Were you ever going to come back?
Well, now I have a reason. I want you to have this. I wish I was better able to tell you what I'm thinking. But this is a symbol of our future. I want to return in 2 months and see you again.
Well, I don't really have much to give you, but it's important to me. Use this when you get back. You'll always have a parking space. You already.
Linda, did you perform any other acts with him before he left?
It's amazing. We can't hide things in language. We speak in basics.
Basics?
You know what else? If I married him, he could live in this country, and I'd always have someone to go out with.
Linda! You're talking about marrying this guy?
I'm tired of all the games.
If you were married, would we still go out dancing?
You always go out dancing. What? Genie classic here. You can't go wrong with this, kind of the Dodge Dart of garage door openers. Here's the Liftrex series. We've got the Liftrex and the Liftrex Super. Might be a little bit more opener than you need. And, of course, the linear pocket pager beeper garage door opener combo.
Just give me the best one you have. I'll never lose it again.
Broke up with someone recently. Jennifer, my last girlfriend. I did it in a crowded restaurant. She just stared at me with that look. How can you pass me up? I told her we weren't right and all the stuff we both knew. A week later, I realized I was wrong, tried to get back together with her. She won't see me. Now she's with Tony. Tony knows my friend Bailey, who's friends with the girl that Tony's going out with on the side, Rita. Rita, who I broke up with to go out with Jennifer. So now, do I tell Jennifer that I know Tony is going out with Rita? Or do I tell Rita that I know about Tony and Jennifer? Tony, who will tell Jennifer that I was still going out with Rita when I was going out with her. How does this stuff get so complicated? I don't know. Sometimes I wish it was as simple as this postcard somebody sent me once. Isn't that great? Cliff! I'm talking here, man. I think I'm back to the beginning. My dad left home when I was 8, and all he said to me, have fun. Stay single. I was 8. My mom's a teacher. She took me to a doctor to learn about sex. He was from Boston.
The father and the mother, they finally learned to come together. The father inserts his penis. Yeah. You do know what the penis is, don't you, Steve? The father inserts the penis into the mother's vagina. This is called intercourse. And what comes out is called sperm.
Dad, the man keeps moving until something squirts out of his penis.
What?
Yeah. What comes out?
Spam!
Oh, man!
So maybe it was never simple. I'll tell you this. For the next 3 years, I am going to concentrate on work. Work is the only thing I have complete control over. Work. I gotta go.
I'm 23. Remember how old 23 seemed when you were little? I mean, I thought people were going to be traveling in airlocks and I would have 5 kids. Here I am. 23. Things are, they're basically the same. I think, time's running out to do something bizarre. Somewhere around 25, bizarre becomes immature. I get so much inspiration from my boyfriend. He's a musician. His band put out an independent album last month. He's a really good artist, too. He's like a Renaissance man. I'm so glad he moved into my building.
What's your deal?
Well, your machine wasn't on, and I was supposed to see you Saturday, but
right.
I just don't.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd come by and say hi. Hi.
Hey.
So, how about this weekend?
Oh, this weekend, we're really busy. We got that show, right?
Yeah, we got that show.
We got these guys are coming up from L.A. It's
great.
It's going to be really rocking.
Bye, Cliff.
Great. Well, so, come over after.
Deal. Look, Janet, you know I see other people still, right? And you do know that, don't you?
You don't fool me.
Janet, I cannot be fooling you less.
Hey, Cliff, you gotta move your truck, man.
Cliff, I know what you're thinking. We made the connection, and when you make the connection, it's like chemistry takes care of itself. I mean, it makes its own decisions, you know? So you gotta just sit back and enjoy it, because you know when it's real, and this is real, and we just don't even have to discuss it.
Janet, you're spazzing off on me.
Hey, Cliff, while we're young...
So, I'll see you Saturday then, and, I'll help you with your speakers.
What can I say, man? She's crazy about me.
You ever heard the story? Man, check it out. My new Gore-Tex watch. I can store 20 numbers in this watch. Tonight, I'm gonna fill it. All or nothing, no compromise. Tonight, I'll be the super me.
What if the super you meets the super her and the super her rejects the super you?
Then it's no problem.
Why?
Because it was never you. It was just an act. I live my life like a French movie, Steve.
What?
Webster in 24th, it should be here.
Let's ask this clown where the club is.
Hey, man. Where's DeSoto?
I get it. You're a mime. Mime the address.
Well, give me a ride and I'll show you.
Where's DeSoto? Our car broke down.
Yeah. I'll tell you about love. Love disappears, baby. Every time I've been broke, babe has been off like a prom dress.
Maybe it's the girls you choose.
Hey, maybe I've been hurt. Maybe I've been dumb. Does anybody know where this place is?
Hey, what do I look like, a Thomas Brothers guide?
You know, you really shouldn't speak.
Yes. Hey, where do you guys work?
I'm the maitre d'.
Department of Transportation.
He's working on a gridlock problem.
Thank God.
I build airplanes.
Woo, woo, woo!
Like this, you can't just be yourself. You have to have an act.
So anyway, I saw you standing there, so I thought, A, I could just leave you alone. B, I could come up with an act. Or C, I could just be myself. I chose C. What do you think?
I think that A, you have an act.
Uh-huh.
And that B, not having an act is your act.
Thank you.
Talking here with Cliff Pontier. Cliff, any comments on the Seattle Sound and Citizen Dick's place in it?
Well, I don't like to reduce us just as being part of the Seattle Sound. I like to think of us expanding more. Like, we're huge in Europe right now. I mean, we've got records. A big record just broke in Belgium.
Now, a song like Touch Me, I'm Dick is about what?
Well, I think Touch Me, I'm Dick, in essence, speaks for itself, you know. I think that's basically what the song is about. It's about, you know, I think a lot of people might think it's actually about, you know, my name is Dick, and, you know, you can touch me, but I think, you know, it can be seen either way.
Oh, hey, excuse me. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you guys want to meet up later?
Where are you going?
Anywhere you're going. Anywhere you're going.
We're going home. We're going home.
You have a...
See ya.
Anywhere you're going.
Always get the numbers, Steve. Tonight I got 20 numbers. 20 numbers.
Bailey, you got 20 numbers of 20 girls that you will never call, never go out with, never see in the daylight. 20 numbers that exist only to make you feel like a guy who can go out and get 20 numbers.
Hey, watch the volume.
Sorry, tinnitus.
Club disease. Ah, you kids are all gonna be deaf.
Bailey, this is my night.
What?
Look.
Linda, don't look over.
Hello, little girl.
Video date you got me last Christmas.
It was a joke.
I know. You think it's something desperate people do. You are wrong, wrong, wrong. Expect the Best is the best video dating in the country. Hey. Hi! Debbie Hunt, call me before I go to Cabo.
Okay. Medication, Miss Hunt.
You make the greatest coffee, but doesn't he make the... My roommate Pam has no dementia. I still don't know what it's like to...
Did you get that tunnel struck?
I can ask Steve. The I-90 construction is way behind schedule.
Denise.
I have no green time from
Hello,
the storage Denny exits, and the Times wants to know why there's gridlock on the I-5 corridor.
Tell them it's God's way of saying listen to the radio. Rick, did you read my proposal, man?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I liked it. But you're going to have to move it past Stu.
Stu?
Happy lunch.
After lunch. Okay. After lunch, Stu. Ted, what's up, man?
I'm making music with my fingers.
What a beautiful sound it is.
Linda Powell, Steve Dunn. Hey. Yeah, I met you 61 hours ago. Yeah, that was me. Listen, you want to get some dinner? I'm busy. How about some lunch? Have a lunch. Coffee? Water? How about some water? I'll meet you where you're already having lunch today, and we'll have some water.
I just really think that this whole decade is going to have to be about cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
Our project spent last year studying the Alaskan excellent spill.
Right.
And now with all the excellent kickbacks and things.
God, yes.
Yes.
The worst.
Yes. I'm trying to put together a group in June to go and study the whole coast. But I'm having a little trouble trying to get a boat. But I think it'll work out.
What?
There's just no privacy anymore.
Thought he was literally going to swallow her.
Me too.
My God.
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah. 3:30.
Oh, I'm so late.
Listen, I'm glad your lunch date didn't show up.
Me too.
Do you really have a lunch date?
No.
So listen, maybe you want to sometimes
get... I'm kind of getting over somebody.
Well, we don't have to make anything.
I really think that it's a bad time to...
Okay.
Okay.
Well, here's my car. Let me give you a ride back to work.
Okay. Thanks.
I wanted to let you know that I really like your take on the super train. I think it's ambitious. If it were up to me,
She opened my car door button. Unmistakable sign. I like this girl. Gotta handle this one really well.
The thing I like about you the best is that you really listen to me. You're a realist / dreamer.
Thanks.
I get so pissed off every time I think about it. Some jerk could crash the Mona Lisa or an ocean or someone's life.
Yes.
So, who are your neighbors?
That's Bailey, right there. He's a maitre d'. Keeps us all in free meals. On the corner there, that's Debbie Hunt. She actually consumes men instead of food. And that is Cliff. He delivers flowers, has 4 jobs, works in the coffee shop around the corner. Upstairs is Janet Livermore. She works there too. She's saving up for architecture school. Cliff and Janet. That's it.
You sound like me talking about my family.
So you want to go upstairs while your stuff is still drying, or?
World is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. That's a good picture of you.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think about traffic ever? Because I do. Constantly. Traffic is caused by the single car driver. 900,000 single people get in their cars every morning. They drive to work and they wonder why there's gridlock, right? But this is what I've been working on. If you had a train, right, a super train, you give the people a good reason to get out of their cars, you give them great coffee, great music, they will park and ride. I know they will.
I still love my car, though. The Sonics. They got a good team this year. Good thing they traded Xavier McDaniel. I mean, what is he? A boxer or a basketball player?
You dare to rip the X-Men.
Oh. Kiss at the Hotel de Ville. You have this, too. I have this. And albums. Oh, I miss albums.
I was a DJ in college.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I still have records. So any boyfriends?
Oh, you don't want to know. I've had bad luck.
there's this one guy. Rich. All my girlfriends loved him.
All that stuff I told you about the money I inherited from my dad, I made that up. Plus, I got back together with Lynn last night, so you probably want to go ahead and freak out.
It was like a professional hit.
I didn't want to get close to anybody for a long time. And then I'm talking too much.
No, go ahead.
Well, I thought for sure I'd meet someone in college, you know? A perfect combination of Mel Gibson and Holden Caulfield and the sexual revolution would just sweep us both away. I was a semester too late.
It's okay to loathe these people.
Really?
There's so much life in you. And so much emotional larceny in these others. I'm Andy.
I'm Linda.
Emotional larceny?
We talked all night about how passion didn't really matter as much as comfort and stability.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, no kidding. Sorry.
It's cool.
And we lived together for 2 years. We're still friends, but...
I did the same thing. It's like one day one of you just goes out for groceries and never comes back.
I know.
It's like everyone I know wants everything to be easy.
I know.
Why do I have to meet you in a club?
I don't know. My clothes.
This is you?
Yeah.
This gas-guzzling monster is you? The environmentalist?
I inherited it from my dad.
I'm not sure how I feel about that, actually.
I'm gonna get it.
So, listen, let's maybe do something this weekend.
Okay. I'll call you.
Okay, don't forget, all right?
I won't. Good night.
Listen, next time, why don't you park underground?
I should go.
I was just
nowhere near your neighborhood. She's okay.
I was looking at the conversation that we were having, and
I think you should trust this guy, although I definitely think he's putting on the moves.
Passive-aggressively speaking. I'm a guy. I know these things. I don't like that I know that, but I'm not. Oh, and I like that he's asleep. I think that you can trust this guy, but you certainly want to sleep. So be careful. If this guy doesn't treat you right, I'll kick his ass. No, it's bullshit.
Can you wait? Hmm? Well, just a little longer. Okay?
Whenever. I feel like I'm being pulled inside here.
You're being too loud.
Huh?
What are you thinking right now?
I just go out and just play basketball, good hard-nosed basketball. Things happen throughout the course of the game. It's nothing you can do. I don't go out to look to say I'm going to beat this guy up or beat that guy up.
Anything else, X?
Yes. Steve, don't come yet.
I'm in love with my neighbor. Why don't you call me, Cliff? What can I eat? I'm tired of starving myself for this guy. Salad. I'll have a salad. If I call him, that's being desperate. He's late, or he forgot. I refuse to call him to remind him he forgot. If he shows up, I'll listen. No way do I call it. Of course, men do like to be called. I'll call him in 10 minutes. That will be 1 hour, and that is officially very late. He is officially very late. If I make this basket, that's fate telling me to call him. 2 out of 3. Wait, did no basket mean call him or don't call him? Busy. That's a sign. That's fate saying don't call him. Forget it. I am not desperate. I have many, many people to spend a Saturday with.
You have to quit getting involved with your neighbors.
Is that what broke us up?
We're much better as friends, and you know it.
Absolutely.
The thing about Cliff is, you know, he has all this fierce integrity.
I know.
Except when it comes to women, you know, he likes these club-type women, these huge hourglass Amazon women. I think it's great you're together, but you got to protect yourself.
So I'm not an Amazon woman?
You're from the High Plains, Janet.
I'm so glad I live here. Are my breasts too small for you? Because, I mean, I look around and all I see are these posters and billboards and magazines and TV shows, all with these women with huge breasts, you know? And I guess I just wanted to ask, I mean, is that what men really want? I mean, is that what you want? You know? And don't lie, because when you do, your eye twitches, and I know it anyway.
Okay. Ask me.
Are my breasts too small for you?
Sometimes.
When I get married, I'm gonna change my brand.
Uh-huh.
I'm trading in my bridal for a wedding band. She's gonna hang up her spurs, race some little cockleburrs, and settle down around the Rio Grande like any straight shooting, hard riding, law abiding.
Have you had implants before? What do you think? No.
Yes. Well, you take a couple of days and make up your mind. We skew the size specifically to what you want by graph, right? Well, what's painful?
It can be mildly painful, and certainly safety is on everybody's mind, mine in particular.
Right. Okay, you take a couple of days and think about it. All right. Bye-bye. Hi.
I heard you on the phone. I'm in. I don't need a couple of days.
How about that? Maybe for your frame, something a little less hourglass.
See, I think if you're going to have the operation, you know, have the operation.
Whoa. Do you jog?
A little.
See, maybe. Yeah.
Split the difference?
Split the difference.
Hi, it's me. I'm tired of doing the right thing. I'm tired of waiting for you to call me. I'm on the bed right now, wearing something really outrageous. I've got no underwear on. I need to be touched. I'm burning for you, Cliff.
I think you got the wrong number, lady, but I'll be right over.
This guy plays no games.
That's great.
Yeah.
I've got to play this one perfectly.
Just go with it, Steve. What do your instincts tell you to do?
Not to listen to you guys.
There you go.
I'm telling you, she doesn't want you tugging at her bra straps. She wants mystery. She wants drama. She wants excitement. I know women.
I don't want drama. I don't want excitement. I want to trust him. Should I trust him?
Yeah. Not all guys are like Louise.
You're right. Steve is different. Steve, will you just follow your instincts? I mean, don't treat this like casual sex. Casual sex doesn't even exist anymore. It's lethal. It's over. What are you thinking?
If I had a personal conversation with God, I would ask him to create this girl. My chest hurts.
Uh-oh.
You didn't do anything like leave a note, did you?
No, I left my blue T-shirt by mistake.
What does that mean?
Janet, give me the phone. I am going to call my new semi-girlfriend.
No, realize, you're going to scare her off. She's beautiful. Anyone would call her.
You distinguish yourself by not calling her.
Yep.
P.S., that's how you get her.
No, no, no. Bailey, you don't understand.
Am I the only one that remembers your last three girlfriends?
You're right. I gotta let this one breathe.
Yes. Okay, you're concerned about dioxins. Let me give you Greenpeace's number. No, that's cell number 348. That's cell number the X-ray. Okay.
So? How'd it go?
I got the boat. Trip to Alaska set.
Oh, great, Linda. That is great.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve on 2.
4 days he waits to call me.
So what do I tell him?
Tell him I went out for groceries.
Okay. She went out for groceries. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. He's coming right over.
What do you mean, nothing?
Nothing is wrong, really.
I thought when you connected with her.
Steve, this is a really small office.
Is this because I didn't call?
I don't remember.
Is that message?
Did you call?
Vegetables.
I don't know why you're being like this. I like you, and it was cool meeting you. I'll call you if you call me.
Look, I'm sorry if I blew it by not calling.
You don't owe me anything. You don't have to call me.
Is this about your old boyfriend, the one who always calls?
And he doesn't always call.
Probably has a ponytail, right?
He does not have a ponytail.
It's Mr. Sensitive Ponytail Man.
He is not Mr. Sensitive Ponytail Man.
You're scared of getting close to me.
You don't know me well enough to make that observation.
I think I do.
No, you don't. Look, let's not play games.
Games? If I was playing games, I would have waited a week to call you. What I mean is...
I gotta work, Steve.
Linda.
Bye, Steve.
I left my blue t-shirt at...
Why? Why do you talk such a good game? You talk about things that matter, that get me excited, that get me hot. And it's like you're lobotomized. Why can't I just protect myself? Why can't I just be a buddy? I'm glad I caught this one in time. I can't leave myself open. It's better to be the dumper than the dumpy.
Yeah, listen, Mom, if he invited you to Hawaii, yes, he probably wants something. And who cares? Dad's been gone for 2 years. Uh-huh. Listen, Mom.
Look, Debbie, I'm having kind of a bad sugar crash. Do you think you could just, you know, hold it down?
Wait a second, Mom. Pam, you have to rinse off your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher.
I rinsed them, Debbie.
No. See, you have to rinse off all the food or it gets all over everything. Found this big little chunky thing on my glass. No biggie. So, yeah, wish me luck on my video for Expect the Best. Uh-huh. Hi.
This is for Expect the Best, right?
Yeah. I brought some clippings, some possible looks for my video. Here we have the Edie Sedgwick. No.
Ooh.
Pseudo Bridget Bardot. Or we jet on over to Spain for the depressed millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And I love these earrings that nobody loves but me.
Truth.
Truth.
I will create your new look. I will have men dying at your feet. $10 extra, and Brian will shoot your video.
20.
He doesn't even know me.
Debbie, he is only like the next Martin Scorsese.
Okay. Okay. I'm in your hands.
I am Debbie Hunt. If you want to see how I look, rewind and freeze frame. But I am not about.
I crave responsibility, respectability, and love. My goals are serenity and knowledge and men who can understand me. Oh, no druggies, please. I'm fairly intense, and I'm an advertising exec at KRWE-TV. That's me.
Come to where the flavor is. Come to Debbie Country.
Debbie Country. It's funny.
Doghouse. It should be like the sixth or seventh.
They want me to come out.
But sounds right. I mean, they're just our friends.
Doghouse as an encore, man.
Jesus. You can't start off with that. What's the point of like making those people like clap so we come out?
You don't get it, do you, man? I totally agree with Chris.
But check us out, man. Review our record.
Whoa, snap. Read it out loud, man.
Once again, when the shirtless Cliff Ponsier starts to sing.
Wait a minute, man. I don't want to hear anything negative. Go on.
Give yourself a raise. I'm just clipping a new child. That's right. Love me. It's hard.
Other than that, he was ably backed by Stone and Jeff and drummer Eddie Vedder. I mean, that's good. That's a good review.
A compliment for us is a compliment for you. No, man. This negative energy just makes me stronger. We will not retreat. This band is unstoppable. This weekend, we rock Portland. Yeah!
Okay, I know you're in love, but are you sure you want to do this?
Yep, my mind is made up.
I want to read a magazine.
Thanks for doing this with me, Steve.
Didn't want you to go alone. Tell me from a girl's point of view, what do you really want from a guy?
Well, when I first moved out here from Tucson, I wanted a guy with looks, security, caring, someone with their own place, someone who said, bless you, or gazoon tight when I sneezed, you know, and someone who liked the same things as me, but not exactly, and someone who loves me.
Tall order.
Yeah, I scaled it down a little.
And what is it now?
Someone who says gazoon tight when I sneeze. Although, I prefer bless you. It's nicer.
Janet, sorry you had to wait.
Dr. Jameson, this is my friend Steve. Steve, Dr. Jameson.
Doctor. Hi, Steve. Come on in.
Hey, last chance.
Here we go.
Janet, I'm going to say something that I haven't said to any patients in 3 years of being at HMO. I will perform the operation, but I don't think you need it. I think you're perfect. And I think if your boyfriend doesn't appreciate you the way you are, then you have to ask, are you his Miss Right or are you his Miss Maybe?
Wow.
What's that mean? Wow.
Did my check bounce?
No. Janet, I really have a feeling about you.
Thanks, but I love my boyfriend.
Okay. I still feel good about saying what I said.
Oh, no, you should. It's good. Can I say something to you?
Sure.
Your face wants a different part. You know, your hair.
My hair?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Hey, now you look vaguely rockin'. I mean, come on, you're a happening guy, you know? You're Dr. Jameson. You've got, like, got nice eyes, and you've got those great, trustworthy eyebrows, and you're a surgeon, man. Many, many babes are into that.
Yeah.
No, really. Listen, I have friends who would love you.
See, I don't know how to have fun, right? I'm 33 years old, and I don't know how to have fun.
There. Now, was that fun or what?
Yeah, that was fun.
Doc?
Yeah, now the operation.
I want Cliff to like me the way I am. Thanks.
A few days later, she leaves the hive. Now she's ready to mate. High in the sky. The only male bees, the drones...
So, Portland, maybe it wasn't our city.
Shh.
Man, we're the anthems of our youth. What happened to music that meant something?
Like the Who at the Kingdom or Kiss at the Coliseum. Where is the Misty Mountain Hop? Where is the Smoke on the Water? Where is the Iron Man of today?
You're not going
after
them, honey.
Most of these bands are like well-designed bottles of bleach. It's beer and lifestyle music. I mean, it's like the next World War is going to be sponsored by... I don't know. I mean, what?
Just
remember one thing. We are loved in Belgium and in Italy.
The Yellow Jacket Wasp has come looking for food. The alarm has sounded. They pour into the European hive.
Hey, babe. Don't get me sick. I'm playing this weekend.
Wait a minute. What am I doing? I don't have to be here. I could just break up with him. I have always been able to do this. Break up with someone and never look back. Being alone, there's a certain dignity to it. Did I overreact? Do you know who this is?
spent a couple of great weeks together. But my mind works in strange ways. Whenever things are at their best, I start waiting for them to fall apart. I can't figure out if I do it to myself or if life does it for me. I'm a little late this month, that's all I'm saying.
Wow, how late?
Late.
Is he done?
Yeah.
Doug Hughley, Mr. Deegan's class.
Doug, hi.
What is up, you old goat? How you doing, man?
Okay, man.
I haven't seen you in a long time. You know how much homework I missed because of you? I loved your radio show. That was the best. Thanks, man. You know what? We're throwing down tonight over at Aloha Street. Yeah, we got two bands. It's going to be insane. Would you get up and do a little Wheels of Steel?
Oh, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're the only man I know who can mix up Elvis Costello and Public Enemy. What's so funny about peace, 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 love and under, peace, 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 death row, what does a brother understand, peace, 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 understand, peace, peace, you're the best, man, you are the king, you are the king, you gotta be there, man, you must be there, of course you may be busy.
Yeah, 10 more minutes, and then we pour X into B, and if it's blue...
Then we have a big talk.
I have some time right now.
Then let's talk right now.
Okay.
My body knows it's going to be blue.
It's not going to be blue. I've never gotten anybody pregnant. It is not going to be blue.
You're right.
I'm probably sterile. It runs in my family.
Really?
Do you know where my other shoes are?
No. Well, maybe they're by the door. That'd be wild.
What?
Having a kid.
If you were pregnant.
If I were pregnant, which I'm not. And I wouldn't expect you to deal with it anyway.
Well, I'd be with you. We'd deal with it.
Friendship. That's bluish, right?
It's fairly blue.
Well.
Wait, put it against something blue, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait. Let's try and put it against something white.
Oh.
So what are you going to do today?
Not much. I got to meet the deputy mayor.
Oh, yeah.
Set up a thing with the real mayor.
Oh, that should be good. I have some stuff to do, too.
You can call me.
So, I do. Or call you. Or...
All right.
Okay.
Bye. And finally,
interesting.
If we can get the single car driver onto the super train, we can change the city. It's all in the proposal.
Well, flirts with brilliance. Wish it were up to me. Let me get you 15 minutes with the mayor.
Thank you.
So basically, that's kind of what we're all about. Give or take, a little. I'd like to just kind of leave it up to you at this point to figure out what you'd like to do.
I think that would be great. Yeah. I think you've explained it really well. All right, you guys. These are the men who want me.
But I'm more than just a good body. Feelings, man. I have a lot of tender feelings.
But you're just
waiting for the right woman. It's hard to get it across when you look like this, obviously.
Well, my name is Spiro. I'm an artist. As you can see, my painting is displayed behind me. I'm the kind of person that's really meticulous in appearance and also very precise.
In fact, if two people really believe in each other, that love can go all the way around the world and through each other's soul. But love is a very delicate thing. In fact, if you're both not very, very careful in nurturing, that love can...
I'm looking for a woman who is unpredictable.
someone who is complex, someone who is willing to experiment.
I like the way the world looks from a bicycle. And I guess I'm just looking for someone who feels the same way I do about a bicycle.
Am I coming off too intense? Because I can be intensely laid back, too.
I am very, very, very lonely.
Oh! Definitely the bicycle guy.
The bicycle guy?
He's like your soulmate.
Guy with the bicycle.
Nice outfit. Is he late?
Yeah, but I expect the best.
Yeah. So why did you pick this sea merchant? The First Avenue one is way happening.
You mean there's another sea merchant?
Yeah, the new one.
Oh, no.
Was there Jamie here looking for Debbie Hunt?
Yes, and he left you a message. I got your address from Expect the Best, and I'll meet you at your house.
Great.
And oh, he was hot.
Desperation. It's the world's worst cologne.
You really are good at that.
This is the key to making pop. Swirl. Swirl with the bowl.
Let's put the bowl back.
Let's make some more.
Do you want some more?
Yeah.
All right.
Ow.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry.
More popcorn.
No, no, no.
More popcorn. What?
Well,
how does this work? Yes, how does this work? So why
do you want butter?
Do I want butter?
Do you want
butter? Hi.
Hi.
Debbie.
Jamie.
Yeah, wow. You represent well in real life.
Thanks a lot. So do you.
Thank you. Yeah, when I missed you at Sea Merchant, I just buzzed down here on my Elite, and look who I ran into. Pammy. Pammy from UW.
No, Pamela. I'm Pamela.
Pamela.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Pamela.
Pamela. Pamela, did you see that package out in the porch for you?
No, Jamie and I just, we just made popcorn.
We're making popcorn here with Kermit.
I would really love to show you this package on the porch. Just a second.
Okay.
Sure. First off, we always said separate lives, Pam.
Debbie, it's no biggie, all right?
No, it's a major biggie.
Hey, look, I knew him first.
Oh, so I guess that gives you the right to just bone him in my kitchen.
If I wanted that guy, I wouldn't need a video date to get him.
No, you just wait for me to meet him and then go make popcorn.
I will make popcorn with whomever I want to.
You've made popcorn with half of the city!
Yeah, well, at least I don't have to chase the popcorn.
You know, I don't think we should take this vacation together.
Debbie, do you remember how you told me to tell you when you're being plastic? Well, you're being plastic.
This is so unfair.
All right, Debbie, how much do you want for him?
$200.
Outrageous.
That's what I paid.
$75.
$150.
$80, and I'll do the dishes all month.
Deal.
Fine.
We need to talk.
Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah, there's something I need to say, so I'll just say it.
You
want
to get
married? What?
What?
I don't know. Everyone around us, they're together for the wrong reasons, you know, or they bail out when things get tough. This is life telling us something, right?
Oh, God.
What?
Don't do this to me. Don't make me remember this chili dog forever.
Remember it. Make that a historic chili dog. Take your time. Think about it. In fact, you don't even have to use words. Just take a bite if the answer is yes.
I just want to be logical about this.
Okay.
Say we're married. It's a year from now. We have the kid. Will we be anything like we are now? I mean, it's really like the great unknown, isn't it? Plus, I've got work. I've got that coastal trip to Alaska coming up, and you've got your thing. I want to be logical. I think I can love you and still be logical. What is that look?
Someone who really cares about you and will scare you to death. Forget logic. What's in your heart?
I want to do it. I think this is life telling us something.
So that's a yes?
Yes.
You're going to feel good about this.
Really? Do we make the right decision?
I don't know.
Yes.
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 Yes. Xavier McDaniel almost made the All-Star team, yeah.
So why did you pick a fight with every player who's better than you?
Like
Charles Barkley?
That's the Bobby Van.
Who's Bobby Van?
He was the host to make me laugh.
I never got to finish that chili dog, you know?
That lights on yellow way too long.
You okay?
You alright? You alright? Huh? Are you alright? Are you alright? Let's get out. Come on, let's get out.
James. Who's James?
I don't know. Honey.
James Worthy is a star. X is just a player. Is this a conversation you had early today?
Yes.
It's a good sign. What? Hi.
Hey, hi. We had an accident, baby. You're in the hospital.
I lost him, right? It's all over.
If we can't make it through this, if you do not know that you are not alone,
I lost the baby.
Will you look at me?
I was flunking out of high school. I was 45 pounds overweight, had a dead-end job, a beat-up car. Didn't feel good about myself. My future was not very bright. How did you feel myself?
Hey. Hi. I'm better. Speaking one evening, I think I've read every single magazine in the world.
Did you go to work today?
No, I didn't. It's been 2 weeks. I think they're going to fire me. I need some time alone.
Alone?
Yeah. I have a new emotion every 5 seconds. I think I should go ahead and take that research trip. I should just be out somewhere in the middle of the ocean, alone. I know I'm right about this. It's just a month. It's just work. See you in a month! I'll miss you!
Hey, Janet! Come here, I got a present for you. Give me another chance. 1-2 minutes. Come on.
Hey.
will be great.
Oh.
You're going to love me for this. I installed your new stereo.
Oh. Great.
Never been better. I miss her. What are we going to say to each other when she gets back? Welcome back.
You look great.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
How are you?
How was it?
It was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, really good.
You want to go straight home? You want to go out someplace?
Whatever. I could do either.
What do you think of the place?
There's Costas, I guess, or whatever.
3-2-1, and you could go to...
Yeah.
No, Costas all right.
I don't really care.
Both could sink from all the pressure in the air.
I know. I really got into my job again.
I did too. I was working my ass off.
I had the Coast Guard working for us. It was really exciting.
That's great. You know what? We don't have to try and be what we were.
I've been thinking the same thing. Friends.
Let's be the first people in history to say it and really mean it.
You always say the perfect thing.
That obnoxious mime? Was it right? Love disappears.
I had to call you.
It's about midnight. I was just having many beers, and I wanted to say what I should have said at the dock. I fucking chickened out. I lied when I acted casual, like Mr. Casual, and I should have said it. You belong with me. We belong together, and you know what really pissed me off is that, I mean, now that we're really talking, you thought that I proposed to you only because you were pregnant. What's that about? I mean, hey, this is not the bathroom. And, you know, maybe if I had said some of these things at the dock, it would have made a difference, but I think we made a big mistake, because we had good times and bad times, but we had times. And I would like to start over. I would like to be new to you. I want to be new to you. I want to be Mr. New. So call me back if you want to. But this is the last time I'll call. And if you really needed to know how I feel, how I really feel, that's how I feel. I love you. And that's something you should know, so... I won't bother you again, so good night, and goodbye, and I love you. Call me back. Goodbye.
About 900,000 to a million people by the time it's done, bulk of which are single car drivers. You provide them with an environment that's safer and better than their cars. Why can't it work, Mr. Mayor?
So it's a train.
Super train.
You know, I've been burned by this train business before. You people all seem to forget.
We can change the city.
People love their cars.
Yes. But if you give them great coffee and great music, if you...
I'll put it to you like this, and then I'll thank you for your time. My answer is... no.
May I help you? One ticket to Cabo San Lucas to Los Angeles, first class, please. And could you seat me next to a single guy? I think I'll put you in seat 3C.
Tell me everything there is to know about you. I've got a special feeling about you.
I wouldn't feel too bad about her. I'll tell you what happened. The kid talks your ear off the whole flight. His dad picks him up at the airport. He's divorced. He meets Debbie. His first words are,
"Look at those fantastic earrings." And that's all it took. Debbie was in love.
She got back 2 weeks ago. He sends the big basket every day. Every third one, she sends back just to be mysterious. I don't know, games. He wants her to move to Mexico.
And if she gets a job at the TV station down there, she's gone. I gotta sneak in there and spell her name in rose petals. Do you believe this job?
So easy to fall back into old patterns. Back with Andy. 1 week and we're already like one of those old couples who sit around in Denny's and don't speak. What am I doing? Why did I chicken out?
Listen.
No. This is good. Being with Andy is like being alone. Together. At least I'm not out there dating.
Love you.
Love you too. About you.
I'm fine. I am great. Been working. I read half of Exodus.
Steve, I think you're going through a phase of some kind.
Do you realize, Janet, that in modern day society, there is almost no need to leave the house? At all.
Steve, you're wigging.
I'm not wigging. What, wait, you think I'm wigging? Hang time. I'm just regrouping. I'm spending some time with myself, getting stronger, regrouping. Thinking about, regrouping. I'm thinking about how I listened to my instincts and they were wrong. Wrong. The opposite of right.
Well, I just, wanted to bring you your mail. You know, and maybe this isn't the right time to share this with you, but things do turn around, Steve. I mean, I don't even think about Cliff anymore. I'm having the best time ever, on my terms. And you know what else? I'm going back to school.
Really?
Yeah. Paid off my loan, got all my architecture classes. My first project is to redesign the fountain, which will always stay empty, so we can sit in it.
That's good news.
It is.
People need people, Steve. It's got nothing to do with sex. Maybe 40%. 60%. Forget it. Forget it. Tell you what. If I have any kind of news of any kind, something good, something nice that I want to share with you or something, I will knock 4 times, okay? It's going to be our secret code.
How?
What?
How?
How what?
How will you knock? Okay.
Take care of yourself, Steve. Please.
You know, in a parallel universe, we're probably a scorching couple.
But in this one, neighbors.
Did you get my message last night? Because I called.
I know.
You know, I didn't appreciate it, even though I thought I did. I used to live out by the airport underneath the flight patterns. It was really noisy with the planes going by all day. And I used to have cookouts and no one would come because of the noise. I got used to it. And then when I moved, I missed the noise. I missed those planes.
Cliff, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I miss you. The way you used to look at me.
Cliff, don't. I'm finally over you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I still really do like you. You know, I think you're very...
What?
Entertaining. It's me, I gotta go. That break's over.
Janet, you rock my world.
Down the avenue, and I'm looking at the garbage cans. I'm laughing at the people I see. Something like that. I mean, I'm just playing with the lyrics right now. That's none of that stuff is set in stone. But anyway, I'm working on it. But give me a call when you get in, you know? I don't know what you're doing tonight, but give me a call, huh?
Talk to me. Talk to me. 40 resumes. Bring me back something. Here we go.
It's just nowhere near your neighborhood. I don't need to be your girlfriend. I just want to know you again. I was stuck in traffic.
That's the way it happens around here. Steve's moving out tomorrow. They're finding their own place together. And I'm happy for
them. Come down, look out.
No problem. I may live here forever, and that's fine, you know? Because not everybody needs to be with someone. I don't know. For a lot of people, living alone is a nasty hang. Not for me. My music is all the juice I'll need. I'm a self-contained unit. I'm a solo artist. I better get going. I'm going out tonight.
Hey. Going out?
Yep. You?
Yeah.
That's a very nice hat you're wearing, and I don't mean that in an Eddie Haskell kind of way.
Thanks.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Does everybody go through this?
No, I think just us.
Forever.
See that girl? I could spend the rest of my life with that person.
She's a girl in a car, Tommy. All you see is her head.
I know my type.
I met someone new today.
She's more my type than your
She's
type.
She's not your
she
type.
She is.
Tell me I'm not like
they're your type.
I
just because they like
you. You should try living alone. Look,
I go can't sleep without alone. Alone. That's
it. It took her 2 days. I just thought I'd call. I don't play games.
In the car. In the job.
But there's no game. I can't believe I'm real.
You shoot some glasses and it's so hard to read. I'm misconstrued what you mean. Slip me a napkin and now that's a start. Is this your name or a doctor's eye chart? Comprehend you, but I got a dyslexic heart. I ain't dying to offend you. I've got a dyslexic heart. Oh. Thanks for the book. Now my table is steady. The library or bar. Between the covers, I catch you